Instamart versus Blinkit Gulf widens.
Block deal of 500 million launched in Grow.
IT Madras startup preps commercial IoT chip rollout.
IT employee body NITS urges the Labour Ministry to implement work from home after PM's address.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's start with quick commerce, where the race for faster deliveries is now clearly showing up in the numbers. Money Control analysis based on Q4 quarter suggests that Swiggy's Instamart may be slowing down a bit, while Blinkit continues to race ahead and widen the gap.
Yes, let's look at the data and Swiggy first. Instamart's gross order value or GOV slipped sequentially for the first time, in fact, moving from 7,938 crore rupees in the previous quarter to about 7,881 crores in Q4 FY26. Now, the slowdown came after Swiggy rolled back some customer incentives, including its no-fee campaign, which had earlier boosted order growth.
Right. But Swiggy says this is not a retreat from quick commerce. CEO Sri Harsha Mijeti described it as a more calibrated approach focused on healthier economics rather than aggressive discount-led growth.
Yes. In fact, he also added that the company is trying to build a more sustainable business instead of chasing short-term spikes in order volumes.
Right. And that's becoming important because competition is intensifying. Blinkit's GOV climbed to more than 14,000 crore rupees in the same quarter, nearly double Instamart's scale.
Yes, daily order volumes also show the widening gap. Blinkit is currently handling around 3 million orders a day compared to roughly 1.5 to 1.6 million for Zepto and around 1.2 million for Instamart.
So while all players continue to grow, the market is beginning to split between companies prioritizing scale and those trying to improve profitability alongside expansion. Staying with markets, Grow investors are approaching a major milestone that could trigger some large share sales. In fact, a quick breaking news update from the markets coming in as we report. A block deal of nearly $500 million at base size has been launched in Grow, with early investors like Peak 15, Y Combinator and Ribbit Capital looking to sell part of their stake. Now, according to the latest shareholding data available with the exchanges, Peak 15 holds a 16.88% stake in Grow, while two entities linked to Y Combinator hold 11.25%, and two entities associated with Ribbit Capital collectively own 12.36%.
Yes, in fact, just this morning, we broke the story that nearly 65% of pre-IPO shareholder holdings in Grow are approaching the end of their six-month lock-in period. So that translates to roughly 400 crore shares worth around 80,000 crore rupees becoming eligible for trading.
Like we mentioned, bankers tracking the stock estimate that around 5,000 crore rupees worth of shares could change hands through block deals once the lock-in expires. Promoters themselves hold 27% of the company and 7% of this is getting freed up. But our sources say that the founder group are unlikely to sell any shares at this stage.
Yes, but the interesting part is how much the stock has appreciated since listing. So gross market capitalization, as we see, has doubled from around 62,000 crore rupees at IPO to nearly 1.25 lakh crore rupees now.
The company also recently reported strong quarterly numbers, including a 122% jump in net profit and 81% growth in total income.
Yes, and brokerage firms have largely maintained positive ratings on the stock. And earlier this year, when mutual fund stock lock-ins expired, buyers reportedly outnumbered sellers.
So even though the lock-in expiry could create or is already creating some short-term volatility, market participants are closely watching whether demand remains strong enough to absorb selling pressure. Moving on from public markets to semiconductors now, an IIT Madras incubated startup is preparing to commercially launch its first homegrown IoT chip. And Bhavya, the story is yours.
Yes, Chandra. So the Chennai-based company Mindgrove Technologies says it is close to beginning large-scale production of its first chip that's called a secure IoT chip. Now, this is aimed at areas like biometrics, industrial IoT, smart meters, and across EV battery systems as well.
The startup was founded by Shashwat TR and Sharan Srinivas J and has built a RISC-V-based microcontroller chip. In an interview with us, Shashwat said the chip can reduce total device cost by nearly 30% compared to imported alternatives as they own their complete design capabilities right here in India.
Yes, customers in sectors like secure biometrics and industrial IoT are already testing prototype versions of Mindgrove. In fact, the company has partnered with Pinetex to integrate the chips into products like biometric access systems, smart locks, and cameras.
The company expects early demand from telecom onboarding systems and identity authentication infrastructure, but scaling semiconductor manufacturing is not straightforward. The company says it is also dealing with supply chain disruptions related to packaging materials and suppliers in Taiwan.
Yes, at the same time, the company is also working on something very interesting, a next generation vision chip focused on edge computing applications such as CCTV cameras, dash cams, and smart TVs.
And interestingly, the startup is also experimenting with AI-led chip design tools to optimize chip performance, size, and efficiency. Now to workplace policy, where an IT employee body is pushing for mandatory work from home arrangements wherever possible.
The employee group NITES has written to the Union Ministry of Labour and Employment asking it to direct IT and IT-enabled services firms to implement work from home, especially in light of fuel conservation concerns. So are we seeing a work from home again, Chandra, back to the COVID times?
Well, I wouldn't actually mind that, Bhavya, but this, you know, the context here, why are people suddenly talking about work from home again? It's because of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Now, he made remarks encouraging corporates to adopt measures like remote work, virtual meetings, and reduced travel amid the Iran-Israel war, which has put pressure on fuel prices.
Yes, the company, the employee body says the IT and ITES sector, which employs around 5.8 million people, has already demonstrated during the pandemic that large-scale remote work can operate without affecting productivity or business continuity.
While this employee body, Bhavya, is pushing for remote work, IT industry body NASSCOM has given a diplomatic statement where it's essentially saying that the technology industry in India is already operating on well-established hybrid work models, with organizations calibrating work from home and in-office arrangements based on role and customer needs. So I think NASSCOM is basically saying that we don't need to do anything new because companies have already adopted hybrid models, but clearly employees think otherwise.
That's true. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today.
Thanks for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.